what you can say about the situation of Kurds in Turkey, and has the policy of the Turkish authorities towards them changed after the coup attempt?
And I mean, I should say the same repression is going on now. Although some people thought that the coup attempt, although it's a crisis situation now, but it could have been used as an opportunity to resume the peace process with the Kurdish movement.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the government is insisting pretty much on aggressive policies, waging a war against the Kurds, both inside Turkey as well as Syria.
What do Kurds do against that situation? Do they try to resist or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, the Kurdish movement is a highly complex movement and represented at the parliament, at the municipalities, civil society, NGOs, the press, although all of these are under quite pressure of the Turkish government. For example, the daily Özgür Gündem, the Kurdish newspaper, was banned a couple of days ago, a week ago. But there is a lot of repression. But I should also say, when you look at the history of the Kurds in Turkey over the last 100 years, it is simultaneous the history of repression as well as resistance. So it's a tough situation, but I think the Kurds have accumulated enough knowledge and experience to overcome this situation and survive. We are good at survival. Hopefully we are going to survive this as well.
Yeah, and several days ago Turkey started an operation in Syria. What do you think? Why did Turkey start right now, and what developments to expect?
Oh, on the surface, they are saying that they are fighting the ISIS, and because Jarablus was occupied by ISIS. But everybody knows here that the main target is the Kurds. They are trying to prevent Kurdish gains in Syria, particularly trying to prevent the Kurds from combining their two cantons, Kobani on the one hand and Afrin on the other. So this timing is crucial because the Kurds and together with Syrian Democratic Forces, they were able to defeat ISIS and capture the city of Manbij, which was a very crucial city for the ISIS. And after that, they were very close to the town of Jarablus, which is next to Kobani. But before the Kurds reached there, so Turkish state intervened. So that is why we view this operation into Syria not as an attempt to rescue Jarablus from the ISIS, but to rescue the ISIS from the Kurds and Syrian Democratic Forces. So in that sense, they saved the ISIS, and in fact, the ISIS didn't fight, and they just left the city to Turkish backed rebels and the Turkish army, and they went down to Bab, the other town. So it was a kind of deal already made, and mainly it was a move against the Kurds, not against ISIS.
And what developments to expect in this regard?
So we don't know now, because now Turkey and the Kurds are just next to each other, and there is already kind of tension around that. Today, actually, the Turkish army, they sent some tanks to the border with Kobani, to Mürşitpınar border gate, and they are very close to Kobani, kind of putting pressure on the Kurds and threatening them. And the Kurds in Kobani, they are waiting right across the border and looking at those tanks now. Seems that, the situation is tense, and who knows, maybe we may end up with even open conflict. Hopefully that wouldn't happen, but the Turkish state is very aggressive, and, so they can... go beyond the limits, I should say.
So, as you named, the operations are against the Kurds in Syria. What do you think? Can it have its reflection on the situation of Kurds in Turkey? And what is the position of HDP on this current situation concerning the operation in Syria?
Of course, I mean, we're strongly opposed to that. We do think that Turkey should develop friendly relations with the Kurds, both in Syria and the Kurdish population within Turkey. As you might know, there was a peace process active between 2013 and 2015, and Turkey suspended that peace process, which also complicated the issue with Syria and the Kurds there, and vice versa. Now the Kurdish questions in Syria and in Turkey, they are truly intertwined. They are one and the same thing. So that is why either Turkey is going to fight the Kurds, both in Syria or Turkey, and Turkey, or Turkey is going to make its mind and make peace with the Kurds on either side of the Turkey-Syrian border. Okay, so, I mean, our position is this. I mean, we think that rather than making war with the Kurds, you should make peace with the Kurds. Otherwise, if they continue with this aggressive mood and politics, I mean, there would be resistance against that.